Attention. Your attention, please. You have entered the square of respect. Would you please put your toes on the line? Put your hands beside you. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And say, I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Are you thankful for that?
Amen.
All right. Present colors. All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified and risen and coming again with life and liberty to whom believe in. Amen.
Hold his leg. Hold it. All right. Post the colors. Can you guys say, praise the Lord? You know, the Bible says that we are to shout to the Lord. Praise the Lord! All right, be still. Overactive over here. Be still. Quiet, please. Please.
I need to tell everyone I do.
Who has a memory verse for me? I saw that hand show right up there in the sky. All right, Naomi, give me a passage.
Psalms 46:1. Okay. God is our refuge and strength. He is a very present force during trouble.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means that whenever you're having a tough time, God is with you.
All the time. He's with us all the time. All the time. All right, give me another verse here. Let me see. You got a verse?
John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Where are you going to have eternal life?
In heaven.
You know there's a heaven?
Yes.
How do you know there's a heaven?
Because there's proof in the Bible.
Because it's in the Bible. Give me a verse here.
Acts 13:48-49. And when the Gentiles heard this, they began rejoicing and glorifying the word of the Lord, and as many were appointed to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was spreading throughout the whole region.
God bless you. Yes.
Romans 10:17. So faith comes through hearing, and hearing comes through the word of Christ.
Amen. And how do we receive that? By asking, right? And believing.
3:16 says, the way, the truth, and the life.
And no one.
No one comes to the Father but except for him.
For through Jesus. So, do you believe there's a heaven?
Yes.
You didn't convince me. Do you believe there's a heaven?
Yes!
kind of forgot the reference to this one, but it's Jesus wept.
Wow. You know what that passage means? That Jesus was fully man. Not only is he fully God, but he's fully man. That his emotions, that his eyes would water up because he cares about you. All right, one more verse, and then I'm going to give you a verse. All right, I saw
2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. How many of you are new creatures?
When you accept, when we accept Christ into our heart, we become a new creature. I have a verse for you. Revelation 4:8. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty God. He was and he is and is to come. God is holy. And the only way we can get to heaven is through his Son who died on the cross for our sins. And that opens the door and the gateway to heaven. Have you accepted Jesus into your life?
Yes.
If you have, then God resides in you. Remember last week I said the Holy Spirit. Once you ask Jesus in, God's in you. All right, my friends, my brothers and sisters, you are now excused. Spend some time with your teachers and let's have fun with game time. God bless you.